What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, jumping in for Local Obscene Season 5, Episode 7. On today's episode, we interview Electric Vengeance and talk about their brand new album, Dehumanize. Every time I run into these guys, they make me fucking laugh, and their album is absolutely brutal. Now, before we dive right in, let's do some quick housekeeping. Do you love the Local Obscene? You can support us at anchor.fm/support/localobscene and become a monthly contributor to help me provide you with the ultimate podcasting experience. Do you want to be on the show? Send me an email, localobscene@gmail.com. Are you in a band? Do you have a badass fucking business? Do you help grandmas knit on Sunday afternoons? I want to hear about it. You can also follow us on Instagram and send me a message there at localobscene. I am super excited. I got a brand new camera, and so hopefully I'll be taking some super sick pictures of these bands performing. I mean, I am still a novice though, so hopefully I will pick it up quick, but first I will be testing it on my cat. All right, I think that's all the housekeeping I have for you. How about we jump right into that Electric Vengeance interview? But first, let's hear a clip of a track off their brand new album, Dehumanize. This song is called Brute Force Trauma.
Smashing bottles, cracking skulls, consequences, fuck them all.
Brute force trauma, brute force trauma.
Stunts and pins look in your face, dislocating vertebrae.
Anarchy is not enough. Geeky girls not like it rough.
Brute force drama, brute force drama.
Shit-faced on adrenaline with their fellow primitives.
Brute force drama, brute force drama.
We are here with Electric Vengeance, standing in the parking lot of Big Rob's. How are you guys feeling after that set?
Feeling good.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Feeling
great. Peachy.
You guys totally fucking destroyed it.
Thanks.
Preach.
Hell yeah. So congratulations on releasing a brand new album, Dehumanize.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's long, you know, in the making, and we finally got it out, and we're stoked about it.
Absolutely. It fucking shreds.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. What was the writing process like?
Well, I mean, some of the songs went back probably 3 years or so. You know, like I wrote some lyrics like... trying to think of some of them. Well,
like Gemini Method.
Yeah, Brandon wrote those quite a while back. I wrote Obituary Masturbator like maybe a year or two, about a year ago, something like that.
Okay.
A lot of the songs were a process. It took a little bit.
But then some of them were newer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Graphic Traffic. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Decimation for Lebensraum.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
They are supplied with some hydration. Fuck yeah. Graphic Traffic, I think we can all relate.
Oh yeah, so I drive all day, that's what I do. And I wrote it while I was working, for the most part.
While he was driving in.
While I was driving. Doing 90 in a school.
Sounds graphic as fuck. Holy shit. Hell yeah. So what are some of the lyrics of this album?
Some of the lyrics?
Yeah.
Well, let's see, Decimation for Lebensraum, that's about Hitler wanting to create living space by expanding and conquering territory. So we thought that was a pretty brutal topic. And, you know, let's see, what else? Obituary Masturbator, about... That's kind of a complicated one. That's about, like, well, a guy who has this fetish of masturbating to obituaries, and then he somehow connects with
naturally.
These
yeah. Or unnaturally. I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah. And then he connects with these women that he doesn't, he wonders about, like he wonders like what they were like in life, and you know, kind of clairvoyantly connects with them and figures out how they died, you know, by...
Through their obituaries.
Yeah, and through, I guess, getting to that peak, you know.
Holy
and
fuck.
Jim and I Method is about Roy DeMeo and all of his henchmen. They're part of the Gambino crime family, and their method of offing people, and, you know, their philosophy of no body, no crime.
Hey. Seems like a sound philosophy.
Makes sense.
Where did you guys record?
I'm at Valve Studios with KCD Iorio. He recorded it, he mixed it, and he mastered it, and he's done our last four albums.
Yep. Damn!
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah!
So, he's reliable.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. And he's
locks it
know,
in.
Great to work with, and you know, he's working some big names from R. Kelly to Tom Araya of Slayer. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What and Andre
fuck?
3000, and he's done
Dog.
Snoop Dogg, and he's yeah. done most
insane.
Of like Bowling for Soup, most of their stuff.
Yeah. Holy shit! I had no idea. Well, yeah. Shout out Valve.
Yeah, Valve Studios. Yeah, check them out.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, where's the best place our listeners can find this creation, Dehumanize?
Well, right now we have two singles released. We have Decimation for Leibniz Rom, and that's on YouTube. And so it's Graphic Traffic is on YouTube right now. And right now we have the album on CD available. It's a digipack. And we don't have it released, you know, on the Spotify
on the interwebs.
And stuff like that
yeah.
yet.
But our other three albums are.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can check
yeah.
them out on all the major music distributing services.
They can come get it in the flesh.
Yeah, yeah, we can bring it in the middle of the night and leave it under the pillow.
Yeah. Or we can leave it in the alley in the back of the Gemini Lounge, whatever you prefer.
Fuck yeah. Well, you know what to do, listeners. Find Dehumanize wherever you can get it. And keep an eye out for a future digital release. Is it coming down the pipe?
Yeah, it will, I think, eventually. We kind of hold off on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, see what we can do with the CDs first. And,
yeah.
But they all eventually end up on that.
Fucking exciting. Are you guys ready to be on the scene's number one game show?
Yeah,
let's do it.
They're fucking ready. All right. It is called Cross the Line. I'm going to give you three scenarios. You're going to tell me if it's cross the line.
Like
if it crosses
a line?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Crosses your line.
We have a crossover.
All right. You walk into the restroom and you see five guys pissing in the same urinal and they're all chanting piss, piss, piss.
Fuck
have
yeah.
they crossed the line?
Hell no.
Don't cross the stream.
Don't cross the stream.
It's okay in their books.
Whatever they want to do, I guess.
It's a free country so far.
would you find yourselves joining them?
Our
motivation never hurt.
I don't know.
He might draw the line there.
Yeah,
I would draw the line. I'd cross the line.
Oh, fuck. That's great. All right, so you walk out to start your car one morning and you realize that your car has grown a face like Thomas the Train and it's a fucking asshole as your car crossed the line.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you. Like, I bought you for that?
I think that would be kind of badass.
Yeah.
Like, it would work with the Graphic Traffic scenario.
It's like,
very
what else does that mouth do, you know?
It bites your dick off. Holy shit. So we're not about it. We don't like this. Cross the line?
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of weirded out now.
I'm just going to go.
Keep an eye out for the fifth record, Vehicular Sentience. Holy shit. All right, the final one. After discovering an asteroid on a direct collision course for Earth, a total planet killer, scientists have decided to call it Uwoo. Have they crossed the line?
No, because everyone will be dead by then.
Yeah, and at least one last laugh. You know.
I think it's pretty
yeah.
fitting, actually.
Yeah, there comes a...
Holy shit. Alright, scientists, it's okay. You can do it.
Go for it.
Fuck yeah. Well, thank you, Electric Vengeance, for playing Cross the Line.
Yeah, thanks, man.
what is the future looking like for Electric Vengeance?
Talking good.
Taco Bell. Plus, we're playing with DRI in San Angelo December 5th, right? Or 4th? I think it's the 4th, if I'm not mistaken. It's on a Sunday. It's their first show in San Angelo ever in their 40 years. So this
Holy
is a big
shit.
Deal.
Yeah.
It's at Spam's Bar and Lounge, limited capacity. And we are playing with them and Broken Glass Dissection and Metal Riser. So it's going to be really badass. We're looking forward to finishing the year off strong with that.
Absolutely.
And hoping to play Oklahoma City in January sometime. We're working on the show.
Yeah. Oh, and also Abilene in February as well.
Yeah. Well, the future is bright. Some would say electric. Fuck yeah. Well, where's the best place our listeners can find Electric Vengeance?
Well, really all the major digital distributors, Spotify, iTunes,
Facebook, of course.
Facebook, YouTube,
Insta, Zanga,
Zongas.
Zongas. Scrap.
Bands in Town, LinkedIn.
X-Videos.
RedTube.
You're going to have to get past the paywall, though, on that one. Holy shit. Well, you know what to do, listeners. Go and follow Electric Vengeance on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of all of their music.
Electric Vengeance.
And thank you again for being on the local of scene.
Thanks, yeah, man. Appreciate it.
See you next time.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Throw your life into their hands. Suicidal for the band.
All right, listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Electric Vengeance on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of their music. Get that fucking new album, Dehumanize, and go see them with DRI in San Angelo this Sunday, December 5th. Hell yeah, what a fucking way to close out the year.
And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Chief Swiftwater.
What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater here, jumping in for the closing statement. The news announcement guy's been really on top of his shit lately, right, Barbara? What the fuck did you do? How did you get him trained like that? It's amazing. Thank you so much for listening to Season 5, Episode 7. Of course, huge shout out to Electric Vengeance for letting me interview them at Big Rob's in Euless. Gotta love Big Rob's. Also, the local obscene has a show tomorrow, December 3rd. That's right, at Growl Records Division Brewing in Arlington. I have a fat fucking lineup for you. Yeah, boys, Chief Swiftwater's playing the last show of the year for us. Holy shit, what a crazy year it's been. It has been absolutely fucking amazing. We have some incredible support. Citrus, the Bomb Bomb Bombs, the Hazy Chambers, and Thursdays. These are bands I've never played with before, and it makes me even more fucking excited. Get to meet some new fucking people, hear some crazy new music, and drink some Division Delicious. I wanted to say Division and Delicious at the same time because they go hand in hand. Brews. And hang out at Growl with some of my absolute favorite people. Hell yeah. Well, I hope to see you there too. Come and say hello. And bring all of the homies, of course, right? The local obscene has a couple more episodes coming out before the year is done. I got to see those stats on that fucking Spotify Wrapped shit. And oh my gosh, the fucking love from you guys. That makes me so happy, fills my heart to the brim and explodes and spills all the juices inside my body. That's right. If you want to support the local obscene, head on over to anchor.fm/localobscene/support and you can become a monthly contributor to help me provide you with the ultimate podcasting experience. If you want to be on the show, shoot me an email at localobscene@gmail.com or go follow us on Instagram at localobscene and send me a direct message. Hell to the fucking yeah. Give us a rating on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are listening. It will really help us beat the algorithm. Well, that's all I have for you today. Again, I'm your host, Chief Swiftwater. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow at Growl, December 3rd, Saturday, depending on when you are listening to this. Let's fucking rage!